Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 26, and the call of my flute calls you to the podcast. And I did another variation just now. I did improvise another little variation on my theme just to see where it would take me. You know, I'm not an accomplished flute player, but I accomplished playing the flute. And sounds like a George Carlin thing. So I just wanted to try that out. I just had an instinct while I was playing my flute just to do something different. Because it is a beautiful day in Southern California, Los Angeles. It's hot. Now it's going to get warm enough where I maybe have to put the air conditioner on while I do this. But I'm not doing it yet. I'm still braving the heat. I'm closing the front door, which goes into my courtyard, which would provide cross ventilation so I can keep the noise out from coming in here. I've got the window open onto the street, but we have a very quiet street, thankfully. So I'm willing to suffer for the 25 minutes or so that this podcast is going to be on for your entertainment pleasure. I'm telling you, that's the kind of guy I am. I'm kind of a martyr. I'm a comedy martyr. I'm a comedic martyr. I'm a comic named Marty. Sorry. It's episode 26. I can't believe how fast. It's just time is moving so fast. And I was, you know, I've been reading and listening to different things. And in the metaphysical community, there is theory? The idea that time is moving faster than it used to be, and I don't understand what that means. Is it moving like a clock in one of those old movies when you would see the clock going around and around and around and around and around? I don't know. You know, it sounds like even if it's just a tenth of a second faster, are you really going to notice it? That doesn't make any sense to me. But I tell you what does make sense to me and what is happening is that this seems to be the era of babies, at least in my life. There are three different babies that are about to make their entrance into the third dimension here, into this world. I've talked about Jason and his wife, Kaylee. They're having a baby any moment now. I've got my friend of mine, another friend of mine, is having a baby. And I think a month from now. And then one of my neighbors I just discovered the other day, I ran into her in the laundry room. And I've known this lady, gosh, probably 12 years or something like that. And she's due any minute. And I've passed her, and she's hidden this pregnancy thing pretty good. And, I know that, you know, a guy is never supposed to ask a woman if she's pregnant, you know. And I didn't. Okay, what happened is I saw her, and I was going into the laundry room at the same time she was, and she was turned sideways. And, it was obvious to me that she was pregnant because just the way she was, her belly was, it didn't look like donuts. It looked like a baby, you know, So I just looked at her and I said, "Are you," and I just let it hang there. And she goes, "Yes." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's amazing." And she, told me that they're due like any minute now. So lots of babies, and it reminds me of the baby impression that I used to do in my act, which I still would do sometimes. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. When I've been doing this for 22 years, it's a great opening thing, but I don't know. Now I'm getting to the point as a comedian when I get back doing my stage, getting on stage, I don't know if I'm going to want to do the baby anymore. Maybe in certain instances, but I don't want to make it. It's sort of like it becomes a thing like you're known for, and I don't know. I don't want to get into the whole, thing about, you're changing as a comedian. I'm changing as a comedian, and that's sort of an old part of me. But it's something I do pretty well. I do a good baby impression. And so I will, for those who've never heard it, many of you have, but I'm going to let you hear a little bit of my baby impression right now. Okay, here we go. I haven't done it in so long. I don't know how good that is. I hope it came out. Sometimes it comes out sounding like a duck. So, think that's okay. I don't know. I mean, if it isn't okay, then it makes sense for me to give it up. And it's funny how I discovered doing this baby. I was back when I was drinking, back in the day. One night I was pretty drunk, I think, and I was driving with. I wasn't driving. I was riding in the passenger seat of a friend's car, who I believe was not drunk. And for some reason, it just came out of me, fully formed. And so when I started to do stand-up a couple few years later, I brought that in, and it instantly made me recognizable on the little open mic comedy scene. And I've used it like, big gigs, like if, especially when I was opening for somebody famous and people don't know who I am, it's a great icebreaker, so it gets gets people's attention. That's what's going on. That's my baby impression, and it's the era of babies. Of course, babies are always being born, but I'm just saying, obviously in my life, I know of three babies that are coming into the world very soon. And now more news of the building. Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news. Dun, 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 dun. We've got some breaking news here. Not breaking news. I told you that, Gus, the on-site manager, who's rarely on-site, he's out. He's out. He's told me personally. And what I've suspected and I heard through the grapevine was that this couple, Janet and her husband Aaron, who've only been living here for about a year, they are taking over the management. And they told me personally the other day that they are. And they're actually moving next door to me to keep an eye on me. No, they're moving next door to a bigger apartment that's open. And it's funny, they've only lived here for a year. And it's, because we like to promote from within. I think at one point I was even considered management material. Maybe not this time, but before they got Gus, the on-site manager, who's rarely on-site. But I would never do that job. Never. Never, ever. Well, I should never say ever, never. But I don't want it. Janet and some people call her Jeanette. And I remember her telling me her name is Janet. And she's from, I believe, Peru. And her husband is American. And she's got kind of a thick accent. And they've started listening to the podcast. And she told me, she said, well, are you going to make fun of my accent? You're going to make fun of my accent. I said, oh, no, that's too easy. I don't want to make, going to make fun of your accent? Where's that at? And then I thought about it. I recall a couple times when I've talked to her where I just did not understand what the heck she was saying. I remember one time where she was telling me, she noticed how much weight I was losing. And then she said, you going to the gym? And I go, excuse me? You going to the gym? Could we just slow that down to maybe 33 and a third or whatever is up beneath that? He goes, you going to the gym? Am I going to the gym? Oh, the gym. Yeah, the gym. And so I understood what she was saying then. And thank goodness she does have a sense of humor about it. That was the only thing that I could think of that where we had a sort of a conflicting thing. I didn't really understand what she was talking about. But I asked her, I said, I know you as Janet, but other people call you Jeanette. As a matter of fact, Gus, the on-site manager, who's rarely on-site, I believe he addresses her as Jeanette. So I said, what is it? Is it Janet or Jeanette? Because I thought maybe I misunderstood with her accent. And her husband, Aaron, he jumped in just to expedite things so I'd understand what was going on. He said, no, it's Janet. And it's spelled J-E-A, it's spelled unusual, J-E-A-N-E-T-H. And he said, that's why people got confused. And it's like Janeth. Janeth. And he said, no, the H is silent. And again, with the silent letters, If it's silent, why do we need it? Let's just drop it. Just take the H. Save the H for something else. Save the H for another time. For when you really need an H. Because there's going to come a time you're going to need an H. You are going to need an H so bad. You're going to go, man, I shouldn't have used that H on the end of Janet's last name. That doesn't even make sense. So they're taking over the management position. And they're part of a long line of management. For the longest time, when I first moved in here, a guy named Art Burns, He's since passed away. And I used to do a routine about him in my act. And he was a crotchety old guy. You know, you would ask, you would tell him, like, you know, like one time, I don't know, something broke. I said, oh, my air conditioner was broken. And oh, my air conditioner's broken. He was like, ah, wow, what'd you do to it? What do I do to it? I used it. I turned it on. What would, you know, what do you think? I'm making this up so I can have a conversation with you? Do you really think that I need to, I mean, I would rather the air conditioner work and I just say hello to you and move on. But he was, you know, when he was the manager, it was a different time. It was a different era. The place was owned by the mother or grandmother of the people who own it now. And it was more heart, more soul. You know, he had autonomy. He could, you know, if something was broken, you know, he might give you a little, you know, he might give you some crap about it, you know, a little bit. But then he would just, you know, he would just get it done. Nowadays, unless it's an emergency, the people who own the building don't seem to make much move. So it'll be interesting to see how Janet and Aaron fare in this new climate. But I wish them well, and I support them. I support the new regime, and I'm hoping for a position in their cabinet, or at least I'm hoping that they'll invite me in so I can take something out of their cabinet. One other thing about my building, you know, the old Russian guy who lives in the corner who has, you know, two words that he, in English, he knows, hi, hello. Well, he lives by the laundry room, and I was doing the laundry the other day, and, you know, I looked out, I heard the door opening, and I saw him, and he saw me, and he went, hi. I said, hi, and then he goes out to the front of the building to smoke a cigarette, because I think all he's doing all day pretty much is he's knocking back shots of vodka, watching TV, and then smoking cigarettes. Not a bad life, right? And it seems to be in a good mood. And so I'm coming out of the laundry room, and we come face to face, and then he walks with a cane, and he picks up his cane, and very often he'll make believe he's shooting me. You know, and there's nothing like an old Russian guy who, you know, may have fought under Stalin to pretend to be shooting you. But, and so I don't try to engage him anymore because he doesn't understand English, and it's just, you know, that's just the way it is. But this time he kind of engaged me, and he pointed to, you know, we have like now have these, what's supposed to be a garden, but we have like these mud pits, you know, the flowers have died, and it's going to take years for some of these bushes to grow. And so he points to where this mud thing with water, and he looks, and he points, oh, I go, oh, yeah, and he goes, I, Russian. Yeah, I know you're Russian. I know. He goes, and he starts pointing, boo, water. And I'm like, that's great. I don't know what you're saying. If you're telling me that's the word for water or you're saying water, God bless you. You've been in this country for 20 years, and now you have three or four words of English. Another 20 years, you should be able to form a sentence. God, that sounded arrogant. No, he seems like a sweet old guy. But I don't know really what, you know, the thing is, I don't know what to say. Yeah, that's great. Bore water. I don't know what you mean. And walked away, you know. It's like, you know, let's just say hi, let's say hello, you know, or go to an ESL class for crying out loud and learn English. You know, speaking of laundry, you know, I've talked about how my mom, you know, she lives out of state. And so for some reason now, she busts my chops about doing my laundry. If any time she asks me what I'm doing and I say I'm doing my laundry, she says, again? I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, a week can go by, 2 weeks can go by. I don't understand. It's some kind of joke with her now. So it's like she's calling me a little girl or something. I don't know what's going on, but she told me that there was a bear, an actual bear, B-A-R, on the loose in their area, somewhere near them, you know, and you know, they were very concerned. And she told my dad not to walk the dogs. Don't walk the dog. Just let the dogs out in the backyard and let them go. Don't walk because the bear could be anywhere. Don't open the door. FedEx could be the big. It says he's FedEx, but it could be the bear. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the bear. I know, like about a week or two before that, there was like a killer on the loose who escaped some kind of chain gang, and now there's a bear. Maybe they teamed up, the bear and the killer. It sounds like a movie. Yeah, that's that on that. And sorry if I'm meandering here. I don't know. Sometimes I like again I get a little self-conscious and feel like I'm meandering.
Meandering.
Facebook. This week they went on their IPO and you know, they start off strong, then the price went down. It's great. You buy a share, you buy shares and it goes down in value. Yay! But I don't know. Facebook is weird. They were messing with me yesterday. They kept telling me I had a message, and every time I would click on, there'd be no new message. They'd say you have a new message, you know, that little red mark with the number one, and I go, I click on, boom, no message. So I don't know if they were just messing with me, what was going on. But something happened this week. There was a video I saw on another site, a little puppy video. You know, it was kind of cute. This puppy that was been lost for like I think a year, and it just somehow somebody found it and they brought it back, and it was back with their original owners. And it was a very cute video, and so I just liked it. You know, it says likes. So I liked it. You know, I liked it on the site, on their site, which I guess was going to go to Facebook. And then I started getting these comments like, so-and-so has, you know, just commented on your latest status update, which my latest status update was episode 25 of my podcast. And so there were comments like, oh, I broke into tears. And I go, broke into tears? I mean, this podcast, it might not always be funny, but I don't think it's supposed to make you cry. And so then I got on Facebook, I got onto my homepage, and I saw that I inadvertently put that video on my page. So that's what they were talking about. That video made them cry. I mean, I just thought I was liking it. I wasn't sharing it. But I guess if you like something, you want to share it. I didn't care. I left it up there. It was a cute video. And, you know, and that's that. And then the last but not least... I was talking last week about this foreign transaction fee on my credit card, which I didn't understand. And the girl at my bank I talked to over the phone, she had ascertained finally after, you know, she couldn't tell me what it was. And then she had to go do some research that there were two charges. One was from a month prior from a local delivery company that delivers like, you know, convenience products. And they have no foreign, you know, there's... Not that I know of. They've never charged me a foreign transaction fee before. And the other was a brand new company that I dealt with. It's out of Washington State. So I called the convenience place, and the guy didn't even know what I was talking about. No, they're in Burbank, California, like one town over. And yes, he has a Russian accent or an Armenian accent, but he's, you know, they don't have a foreign call center, so whatever. So then I call... the company in Washington State, and I asked this guy there, and I tell him what happens with this foreign transaction fee, and he goes, ah, that is such a chicken shit move these banks are doing. Yeah, we've had this problem. He goes, here's what's going on. He goes, we're a Canadian corporation. However, we don't convert. We're doing all our business in American dollars. All of our manufacturing is in America. All of our shipping and distribution is in America. They grow the product. It's an herbal extract. They grow it in America. Everything's American. The only thing that's foreign, quote unquote foreign, is that it's a Canadian. It's listed as a Canadian corporation. And he was talking about how these, you know, these banks are just it's just a BS thing. So I said, okay, thanks. At least I know what it is, and I'm going to go dispute this charge, even though it's only like $3.23 or $3.24. I'm disputing it because I think it's ridiculous. So I call the dispute department, and I get this lady, and I explain my situation, and then she goes and she says, "Well, okay, here's." So I say, "Well, there's supposedly two companies," and she goes, "No, the convenience store place. No, that's that lady, the girl who told you that. That's wrong." That has nothing to do with it. But this other company is a Canadian company, and yes, we do charge a foreign transaction fee for doing business in a foreign country. I said, yes, but There's no, I explained to her, you know, there's no foreign, you know, conversion of foreign currency. And she said, yes, but our policy is, and she, I think she read it to me, that whether there's a conversion of foreign currency or whether the company is just listed as a foreign company, then the bank has a right to charge a foreign transaction fee. And I thought, gosh, you people are so small. You'll do anything, nickel and dime. I mean, it was like this bank, they tried to charge everybody $5 a month to use their debit cards if they used it more than, I don't know, one or two or three times a month. And then a petition went out immediately, and they shut that down. And so they'll do anything. I mean, I don't know if these people have been, these banks have been in business forever. They were making money. If they can't figure out how to make money at this point with what they've got, then maybe they should go into another business. Maybe they should go into podcasting, because I'm telling you, there's no money in that. I'm proving that, folks. Yet. There's no money yet. Okay, let's put that in there. There's no money yet. There could be money down the line. We don't know. The jury is still out. However, that, my friends, is the end of another, what I hope, fun, charming, enlightening podcast. Again, I always want to thank the people who listen. And, you know, if you get a chance, tell somebody. You know, right now I'm still in my do-it-yourself phase. And, you know, some computers can't access this with certain browsers. But it'll all work out. It's fine. It's all working out. And what else? I guess that's about it. Have a great week. So until next time, this was Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.